View Drive, number 19034, Roden Bridge, RB.
I have some additional.
Come on up to the.
I'm Harry Styron, appearing on behalf of Dennis Martinez and Christy Sweeney, who are here. Sharp Eyes, Miss Wyatt, one of the secretaries, found a typo in the survey, and we have it correctly. It's in the third line of the legal description at the bottom. The last said block 18 previously, it said lot 31 of block 18, and also the reference up here to lot 31 has changed to lot 31A to reflect and reflect the lots and lots. Those are the that's the only change, and I've prepared a proposed order that includes the corrected legal description. I think you all have had a chance to visit the site, and you've seen the road and been able to make a judgment about its utility for the applicant, for the public. And we hope you'll make a decision to vacate the road. If you have any questions, of course we have an answer.
As you said, I know all three of us were down there at different times. And,
yes. And Devin.
And Roden Bridge Administrator, Devin Huff. Do you want to ask if there's anybody else?
Yeah, is there anyone here that wants to remonstrance or oppose the petition?
Yes, I would, please.
Come forward. Okay. State your name.
My name is Gary Haupt. I'm the president of the board of directors for Oakmont. Last time this was heard, I appeared and discussed the situation and the concerns. And I want to thank the commission for the opportunity, again, to be here and speak on behalf of Oakmont members and the residents, and the Martinez, our residents, too. But, you know, being the board of directors, I'm trying to be responsive to some of the concerns that have been brought forth. This dates back a few years when the concerns were voiced initially. And so I'm continuing to represent the members in that role. One of my concerns is the possible conflict that can occur once this is, if it's vacated and if it's marked as private property. For the occasional use that some member wants to, for the occasional opportunity a member might want to utilize that. I can't say it's utilized on a regular basis. The concerns that were voiced to the board is that this is an Oakmont road, and vacating it is in conflict with what the original intention was. The lake access, it's difficult, but it's possible there. And it's the precedence that's the concern. I would bring up what appears to me to be a problem with the petition submitted, because under 71-270, it talks about the affected property owners are the petitioners. And the Corps of Engineers is not participating. They're not opposing it, apparently, but they're also not, they're just non-committal. They haven't participated. It's my impression that they should be one of the petitioners.
Are you saying that the amount of the road that is petitioned, that the Corps owns, is part of that part that they're petitioning?
Yes. They're one of the owners. They're on one side and the Martinez are on the other. And it's my impression that when a vacate request is submitted, that there has to be petitioners, and that would be the owners of the land on each side, and one of them is the Corps of Engineers. Now, they were advised about this, but they're non-committal. They're not involved in this petition process.
Travis, are you familiar with that at all? I don't know that that's the case, because otherwise you wouldn't have the function of...
Yes.
standard under the statute is the petitioners have to have either own the property on both sides or fronting the road that is subject to the petition. That's the standard under 7-1.
And the Martinez are on one side and the Coors on the other.
And again, I could be wrong, but I think that only to be a petitioner, you don't have to own. It doesn't have to be both parties or three parties or four parties. It just have to be one of the parties. Is that
right? And I mean, 71 is in the context of a platted subdivision as well. And so I think that the exterior boundary on the western side is the western edge of Ozark Paradise Village subdivision. As I reviewed the original plat and the more recent survey, that's my understanding.
Well, that was, it's a technicality, but it appears to me, at least by reading the law, it says, by petition of the owner or owners of the ground lying on both sides of the road. So it would seem to me that the Corps of Engineers is not participating in this petition.
My memory, when we have vacated other roads, is everyone was notified on each side. Mm-hmm. And if there was no objection from the other side, I can remember one that we have vacated. No objection on the other party, and the people on this side of the road had asked for it to be vacated.
Well, that would be the only other issue I would bring to the commission. Mm-hmm. And again, the concern, the founding fathers, for lack of a better term, of Oakmont, the intention was that this was another opportunity for access to the lake, which admittedly isn't utilized very often. I don't know how often, but that was the concern that was brought to the board.
Can I ask, have you had anyone that has come forth that can tell you, have they utilized it at all?
Oh, I think some have, but I can't say that it's been recent or, the inference is they don't want that opportunity to be changed. They don't want to lose that opportunity if they decide to exercise that. But I haven't had anybody come up recently, but to be quite honest, the a lot of the members don't realize this has really been resurrected. I'm aware of it, and so I'm continuing the opposition based on what the opposing it being vacated based on what was previously brought forth to us. But no, not recently, I have not.
I understand the concern for setting a precedent. I understand that. And for those that haven't been, again, we've been out there, you would automatically assume that whole road is their driveway. You wouldn't assume anything other than that. So even if I was, I am a member out there. I would never have thought that would be lake access. So, I understand the concern for setting a precedent. This won't set a precedent because we look at every single one of them case by case. And so, in the future, the public would still have an opportunity to say, if this does go through and we vacate it, the public would still have the opportunity to come and say, hey, no, we utilize this, or that's open access, or whatever needs to be said. there's with Big Cedar being in that area, there's been times that we've told them no. And because the public said no, we still want to utilize these roads. There's been times when we said yes, because he owned everything around it. And I guess precedence. I understand the concern, but I don't know if that's
it's case by case.
And I don't think it needs to be a concern. Be aware. I mean, we're aware that that's a concern, but I don't think I don't think you need to be worried about it as much as maybe they are. So that's my only. Because again, with the steep as that is and the drop off, and I don't see anybody utilizing that as an access point. I mean, you could access it anyways because of the way the terrain is, and then also just the buildup of trees and brush. And
have you tried to walk down it?
You know, I have not. I've seen it from the water,
and the reason we're asking that is not to.
No, because just to let you know what the terrain is.
Yeah. And it's not bluff, but it's steep, like much of it.
And wooded?
It is.
Mm-hmm. And pretty dense. It's pretty dense.
Very. Yeah. Very.
There's vegetation is still present there. I understand that. Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is my concern is I don't want Oakmont, you, any individual, any citizen to think while they're, I don't want you to think that we didn't do our due diligence.
I understand. And my opportunity, and that's what I'm doing as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much all I have. Thank you again for the opportunity.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Stein, do you have that order you said?
I don't have anything else to say other than it's obvious Mr. Howe knows of no one who's had access. We've done some legal research. We found that this particular plat that includes Bridgeview Drive was an exception from the bankruptcy court's orders that established the most community associations control. We don't think they have been saying at all. The standing is nearly awesome. Thank you.
Mr. Elliott, I only have one thought in it. The legal just wants a replat, and the legal that was in the paper had the original legal before the replat, although they referenced the same property. Is there any problem?
You mean with correction?
Uh-huh.
I do not.
Thank you.
Have you seen the proposed order?
I have not. I saw the original proposed order, but I have not seen the revised.
I just simply added to the rules, that's the only change. Mm-hmm. And they,
if that's the case, if Mr. Shire is representative, the only change was that modification to the legal description. If that's the case, I'd approve the original order. So
it is. So.
Do you want to state that for the record? Just as do you want to state that for the record? Just make a that the only change.
The only change to the new order we presented is the legal of the replat.
That's right, and the publication notice did not have the description.
It gave the lot numbers, and the lot numbers were the lot numbers before the replat.
No, it gave the third.
Pardon?
I think it said third.
I do not believe so. I think I looked at it this morning. I won't say for certain. I just think I glanced at it this morning. Mike should have it here. But if you map them out, they're the same territory. Exactly the same.
Is this what we have? Is this the new order, or did you bring it with you this morning?
I brought the new order.
So we don't have it?
I gave it to Travis. I have another copy.
Well, no, it's not that. I just want to,
the right one.
I want to vote on the right one.
She was her correct.
Okay. I just glanced at one. But I had it mapped out, and they're exactly the same.
Move to approve the order in matter of vacation of portion of Bridgeview Drive, Ozarks Paradise Village, Block 18, Lot 21 to 52, in Taney County, Missouri, as presented on June 24, 2019.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I just read the title issue.
Second for discussion.
We have a second for discussion.
actually what is platted is lot 30.